I'm Cassie.
I'm Emily.
I'm Alex.
I'm Joel.
And we are the Garden Goons. So I guess something that's really memorable for me is like, not really like, it's not really a specific memory, but just I was really impacted by like how conscious they were with everything that they did and everything that they used. And they like really made an effort to be like sustainable and environmentally friendly, which was really refreshing. And I really liked that a lot.
Yeah, I think that like, I've said this before, but just like feeling like you are part of the food growing like process is like really powerful. I think like, cause it was cool to just like go out to the garden, feel like you're helping a community that, you know, does need access to food. And then also like being able to take home some food that you actually grew. It just makes you feel like really accomplished. So I think that that's probably been my favorite like experience from working with Seed Leaf.
It definitely made me feel like I was a part of something like more than myself, I guess. I mean, I guess that's what an organization is, but I don't know. I thought it was really cool how like it brought the community surrounding the garden together, and like you'd see people come pick vegetables or come plant stuff. I don't know. I thought it was, and I also learned a lot from it. So just like about the community and about the plants that they were growing. So I thought there was a lot to gain from working with Seed Leaf.
See, what I thought was actually really cool, and I know several of us went to the same garden, but we would be growing things to help sustain life right next to death, since it was on a graveyard, which I thought was really interesting. And also, I do remember, and I can recall that I do not like persimmons anymore, because this did introduce me to some fruits that I had never heard of before. And I had to help figure out what these little oriental peppers were, because it turned out they weren't oriental peppers. They were not oriental peppers. We don't remember what they were, but it was really funny to try to like figure out what those were.
Yeah, what's it? Trying new foods. I tried a lot of different like cabbages and
like
greens.
Like the sourgrass?
Yeah.
I've never had that before. That was really cool.
Oh, sourgrass was so good.
It was
good.
It
tasted like a plant candy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe
what?
It.
Oh, I haven't tried
Yeah, they're like these little seed pods.
Yeah, they're little pods and they're
like guys, sour. If you like sour things, try some sourgrass.
It's pretty good, honestly. Go to the garden, just take some sourgrass.
Grown on a local garden near
you.
Yeah, you really can. Well, it actually might be closed.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely closed.
Wait till March.
It's rained out or cold out. One of the two.
But it'll be there.
Yeah.
Next time.
So, something that I learned, I think, during this experience is I learned a lot about, like, gardening in of itself. I kind of underestimated how much work and how much effort you have to put in to, like, sustaining a garden and, like, creating all of this food that you give to people, which is so, I don't know why I thought it would be much easier than it is, but...
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. There's so much that they have to do, like, all the time, and so much effort and care that they have to put into this garden to make it what it is, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, our garden coordinator, Mario, is just, like, a really cool person to, like, chat with. And I think that, like, you know, I also learned more of the technicalities behind, like, how do you garden? Because I didn't know any of that. But, like, talking with her about just, like, I guess how you plan about making food sustainability and food justice projects for a community, like, that was something that I had never, like, had the know-how to do. And it seemed like Margot kind of helped me, like, visualize... Yeah. Planning those sorts of events and things like that. So that was something valuable.
I don't know. I might have mentioned it before, but I thought it's kind of interesting. One of the things I learned that you might not even, consider learning is like what some plants look like, which sounds kind of weird, but like I didn't know what asparagus looked like or like how it grew at all, because I love asparagus, but I had no idea how it grows out of the ground. And then I saw it and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And also at the time I'm learning about that, I'm also like helping to... you know, for something that actually matters other than my knowledge of how plants grow. So, I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool.
But. Yeah, I feel like what I learned, which it's not as much about the gardening at this point for me, it was I had lived in Kentucky for the past 5 years, and I've been in Lexington for just the past year because I'm a sophomore now. And I found it really interesting to learn more about the community itself and other places in Lexington than just campus, because you kind of realize how big Lexington is when you start going out more, which I find really interesting.
That's a really good point, yeah. Yeah. It does make you like go out.
That's true.
Into the community. So yeah.
Do you guys think that if we were to take this class again, that you would choose Seedleaf as your organization, or do you think that you would choose a different one?
I'm really happy that like I got to work with Seedleaf.
Joel was thriving.
Yeah, I mean, if the class was structured to where you like got to just pick from a full selection of service organizations,
mm-hmm, not just the
same. I don't know if I would have chosen Seedleaf, but like if I could do it all over again, I would pick Seedleaf, and I'm thinking about like going back in March and working at the garden again because I had a great time.
So. Yeah, me too. I actually was talking to not the garden coordinator at my garden, but she's like the volunteer that pretty much runs the garden. And she was saying, yeah, I'd come back in March and just help out. And I feel like that's something I actually might do as opposed to other volunteering things. Like, I'm just do it once and then, you know, don't come back. Mm. But I don't know. I thought I'd definitely pick it again. So I thought it was a good experience.
I thought Seedleaf is really good for a public health background. However, I do like work. I do like working like right with kids. I like working up close personal with the people that I'm helping, and I've done that with many of the other service organizations that I'm still working with in my life. And personally, I probably wouldn't, just because of some issues I ran into with Seedleaf's organization itself, but I do think that it was a really good experience for me to do.
Yeah. I don't know. I've thought about this a lot, like, if I would choose this organization again, just because I'm so busy and you have to dedicate a lot of time to this. But I think that I would, just because I really liked the experiences that I had and the knowledge that I gained. And I think that if I worked with them again, that I would just gain more of it. I don't know.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I think that just about wraps up our little discussion today.
This has been Seedleaf. Oh, wait, no, it's not. No, it's the Garden Goons. This is Cassie signing off.
This is Joel signing off.
This is Alex signing off.
This is Emily signing off.
Oh, gosh.